Rockin' a Flathead.
Only on 600 KGEZ Kalispell.
KGEZ.
Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week's athlete finished their season with a win versus Helena last Thursday. He's also in DECA, is the speech and debate captain, and jumps hurdles in track and field. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Brett Pasola of Flathead Football for his two touchdowns last week versus Hellgate and another hard-fought season on the field, helping lead the Braves. Our engaging conversation with Brett will be right after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, where we embrace the Montana mindset. Those of us that already live here, we have it. And the folks who are moving here, they want it. My friend Roy started banking at Parkside because it fits his mindset. He moved to Montana for a reason, and Parkside aligns with his personal values. Sure, he found a fantastic banking experience at Parkside, but maybe more importantly, he feels good about his decision. It just feels right. When you live here, or if you just moved here, you should bank here at Parkside Credit Union, where we like to say yes.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Brett Pasola of Flathead Football. Good morning, Brett, and welcome.
Good morning.
That was a fun final game Thursday.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a great way to finish the season.
How long have you been the quarterback?
I've been in the quarterback room the whole time I've been at Flathead. Freshman year, I was in there with the other just getting a little bit of work. But last year, I really started figuring out the system, and this was my first year getting some starts.
There's a lot. I have to imagine that there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes than people see, know, and assume.
Oh, there's so much work. The whole team puts in work all summer, all spring. We're working the whole time. We get playbooks well before the season starts, studying. Like, it takes a lot of work.
How many plays would you say there are, like, that you actively use, that you need to, that everyone needs to be in tune about?
I mean, we probably run close to 20-ish concepts a week out of different formations, probably 15 concepts out of different formations. So, I mean, building on top of each other, you've got hundreds of options every week before we cut it down for game day.
And you're changing it every week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Depends on the opponent, depends on who we're playing, depends on the personnel, if guys are hurt. We're definitely changing it every single week.
Yeah, there's a lot of science, really, that goes into that.
Oh, a lot. And then Coach Allen is analytical for sure, coming from Troy. So he changes it up every week. He's watching film, he's watching opponents, and he's figuring out what's going to work best this week, not necessarily what's going to work best in 5 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of film and studying that goes into it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're not doing your part if you're not watching at least an hour of film.
When will you guys start preparing for next year?
We'll probably have a couple weeks off. I mean, we're lifting right now. We were back Monday in the gym getting work in. I mean, we'll start like ramping up workouts probably around March, and then fast will happen probably around December. So we'll start doing after school lifting as well as before school lifting.
Are you in any other sports?
I run track, and then I do taekwondo, which is outside of the school.
Yep.
And I'm involved in activities like debate and DECA and student council and stuff like that. So I stay busy.
So you're busy.
I stay busy for sure.
I don't think that leaves much room for anything else. What events do you compete in track?
I hurdle. So I do the 110s and threes.
Okay, and that keeps your athleticism.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What events do you do in speech and debate?
So I do public forum debate, which is like a partner debate.
What was the last topic?
This topic is about, like, militarizing the Arctic. So we're doing some research into, like, pros, cons, issues with Russia, all of that stuff.
How long have you played football?
I've played football forever. I've been playing flag since I was in, like, kindergarten. I've been doing little guy football since it was available in, like, fourth grade. I've been in football pretty much my whole life.
What grade school did you go to?
So I played little guy football for both Summers and Elrod, both of those, because I was in both elementary schools at the time.
And then at KMS?
And then at KMS, yeah.
Before, which positions did you play?
I've played quarterback the whole time since, like, fourth grade.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So before that, I was, like, a wide receiver in flag. But since tackle football started, I've been a quarterback the whole time.
So did you just throw better than the other kids? Like, what?
No, I actually think it was more of a leadership component. Even when I was younger, I feel like I just was able to understand things a little bit better and a little bit easier. And I think that's where a lot of my quarterback intuition came from.
Okay.
Was just being able to understand things a little bit easier. I never had the strongest arm, even in fourth grade and fifth grade. But then as soon as I started developing that as well, that's where I really felt like I took a bigger step, both arm talent and mentally.
Yeah, I guess you don't think about that, but it does take, someone has to be, you know, the end day organizer.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sure that role typically does fall on the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. A lot does.
How much role does the quarterback have in calling each play before it happens?
Oh, not a lot. Okay. I mean, I'll come over to the sidelines. I'll be like, hey, I'm seeing really off coverage here. Maybe we can work with that. And then Coach Allen will take that and work with it and run with it. I put full trust in both him and Coach Fuller up in the box. Okay. They're seeing what they're doing. I'm not calling anything from the field. I'm calling protection. I mean, we had one audible this season, but we didn't even run it. So,
and that's okay. So that's typical too. Like at every level of football, Tom Brady wasn't there on the field making all the calls himself.
For sure. It's hard.
Which is really interesting, right? Cause like then Belichick's still there. Brady's no longer there. And like, it's different there.
Oh,
right?
It's different. It's so different. I mean, it's a relationship between the quarterback and the head coach and the offensive coordinator. It takes a lot because I'm getting hit every play. I'm not looking at everything on the field the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a lot. But, yeah, so I can't make that call. And then up in the box, he's seeing the whole field, and Coach Allen's on the sideline watching exactly what's happening. So it's a really important relationship, and you can see that with, like, Belichick and Brady, that they had a tenuous relationship, but they still worked well together.
Yeah, but it functioned.
Yeah, it worked fantastic.
For, like, that purpose.
Yeah, you know? Six Super Bowls.
That might be the only purpose, but it worked for that one. Yeah, that's really interesting, man. It's good for us to know, and I think it's good for the audience to know, because unless you played – you wouldn't assume that.
Yeah, it's...
because there's a lot of stuff, and I guess I can empathize with it because we'll watch, like, even professional sports, right? You're watching professional sports, you're watching a TV, you're like, why would they do that? Or like, that guy's open, you know? But like, the experience on the field is completely different.
Yep, I mean...
and that's another thing. Like, the guys you see on TV, when you see them in person, they're like... I mean, they're Goliaths.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah, I know. I've been to a couple Packers games.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's crazy.
They're just built different, man. Yeah,
100%.
I mean, I've seen your line coming. I mean, they're just built different, you know? So what's the next activity or sport on radar?
I started debate a couple weeks ago, so they overlapped a little bit. I've just been doing football after and then debate at lunches or before school or wherever I can.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I'll be debating tournaments in like a couple weeks.
Where's your first one?
Here, in town. It'll be at Glacier.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that been for you? You really enjoy speech and debate?
Yeah. I mean, I think I excel in the program. I mean, I'm the captain of the debate squad, so I think I do okay.
Maybe.
It depends, yeah.
Have you been a captain for years, or is this the first year?
No, my partner was the captain last year, and then he graduated out, so this is the first year
I've been captain. What was his name?
Thomas Konopka.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've had a handful of speech and debate kids in here, 4-H too.
Yep.
It's interesting to hear, you know, and learn from those activities, because there's a lot that you just don't. You know, if you weren't involved with it with school, you're not familiar.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I've got three younger siblings. I'm the oldest.
Are any of them at Flooded with you?
Yeah, my brother's a freshman.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So next year, sophomore, senior. That's rad.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I'm excited. He didn't play football this year, but he's looking to next year.
with so no influence from you?
Of course not.
Yeah, why would that happen? Yeah,
no.
Did that happen? Did he play when he was younger?
Yeah, he played when he was younger.
Okay.
He's done pretty much the same things I've done.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's weird how it does run in the family.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, we have kids in here, and I'm like, what do your siblings do? The same thing. You know, like, everybody runs track, or everybody plays basketball, you know. They're usually all taller, let's say, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's early, but have you made plans for college?
I'm looking at a lot of colleges. I mean, I obviously have some dream schools. My goal schools are like University of Wisconsin or like University of Oregon. But like even in-state would be fantastic, going to like a bigger college. I just want to experience that campus life and like have those opportunities for growth in that area.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Campus life is awesome. Yeah, Bozeman. I went to Bozeman. That was fun.
Oh, I bet.
I think it's grown exponentially since 2010 to 13.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. But like a lot of kids go to GCU now. That seems common.
That's on the radar. A lot of that. I mean, I just kind of want to get out of the valley a little bit if I can.
Yeah, the bubble.
Experience something a little bit new.
All right, we're going to dip in a lightning round.
All right.
Quick questions, okay? Easy. Orange or black?
Orange.
Talking or texting?
Texting.
Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
Green Bay.
What's something you could eat for a week straight?
Pasta.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
When you get older, it'll change. I can't really eat pasta every day anymore. Oh. I mean, I'd love to. Favorite hype song?
All right, I pump myself up to Zach Bryan.
Okay. Yeah. Skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding.
Last Halloween costume? Are you prepared for this Halloween?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do Star Wars with my buddy.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
With your friends, yes. With your friends.
What's your favorite car?
Dodge Challenger.
Sit-ups or push-ups?
Push-ups.
Favorite subject?
Business classes.
Favorite teacher?
Rosenquist and Heiser.
Would you like to give a shout-out to anyone?
I mean, all the supports, all the boys, all the seniors that are leaving me this year.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, we're graduating out like 13 in my entire offensive line. It's going to be and starting two receivers, starting running back. It's going to be crazy. I appreciate all the work they've done. They've done a great job for this program. They've really built this program up, and it's been fantastic. I really appreciate them.
Brett, man, congrats on being the Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And we'll see you in here again.
Cool. Thank you.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
Go Braves!